Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cake, CB, and JP that supports them. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein is brought to you by Golfdom. Golf season is here. Golfdom has you covered in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Come experience the best in clubs, apparel, shoes, accessories, and more. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. Didn't the governor of Virginia, Northam, say something about golf being essential?
Essential exercise.
Yes. I'll be playing today.
Yeah. So my brother's taking that very seriously.
I'm sure he is.
So is Jason.
So am I. I'll be out there 12:45, John.
There you go. Good for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Have you done anything? Have you left the house at all for anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've left the house. I mean, you have to. I mean, I've gone to the grocery store. I've gotten to see my older kids who don't live here, obviously, and gotten takeout food, but gone for walks and stuff with Jane, but have not done a heck of a lot beyond that. And you know what? I'm fine with it, at least so far.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a long way to go here, but so, you know, I'm used to working at home, so there's no adjustment there. The big adjustment, of course, is that normally I'd be talking to you today from Atlanta at the Final Four.
Right. Aren't you worried about seeing your kids, though, because, you know, they could have it unwittingly?
Well, yeah. You know, my wife, Christine, hasn't been thrilled about it, but they haven't been out much. Bridget came home from college and hasn't gone out very much, and Danny hasn't been. Danny's been having some health issues, so he hasn't been out much. So I'm probably not at major risk, but yeah, anytime you go out, there's a risk involved for sure.
Yeah.
But they're my kids.
Yeah. I know, but I haven't seen my mother. You know, just seeing her on FaceTime. I just don't want to jeopardize it potentially.
Right, and that's what Chris has been doing with her parents. She's been FaceTiming with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, parents are older, so you have to be that much more careful as a result.
Right. John, I was, and I've said this many times, but, you know, we always kind of threw out hypotheticals, what would you do without sports? And I could never really wrap my brain around a world without sports.
Right.
And now, thinking about sports coming back, it's kind of hard to envision it. It's going to be weird when it does come back, hopefully sooner than later, but it's just going to be strange. It's just a whole strange.
Yeah, but I think part of that, Jason, is we don't know what form it's going to take.
I know,
we don't know when it's going to be. Is there going to be half a major league season? No major league season? Is there going to be, are the golf majors going to be played? The tennis majors going to be played? Will football season start on time? I think a lot of your feeling and mine, and I assume most other people's, is the unknown that we just don't know when this will start to pass to the point where, I mean, I keep waiting to pick up the newspaper in the morning and seeing some kind of headline about how things are starting to get better. But every morning since I got home on March 11th, I was in Brooklyn for the first round of the Atlantic 10. And every morning since I got home, it's gotten the headlines have been worse.
Right.
And so we're a long way from the end of this tunnel.
And it's changing so many industries, John. I read an article yesterday about how media is changing. How is the – I mean, the Washington Post is one of the biggies, but how are the papers holding up?
Well, I, you know, they're struggling like everybody. I mean, the smaller papers are really struggling. A lot of layoffs. You can see the papers themselves have shrunk, even the Post and the New York Times, which are the ones I get at home. And yeah, it's you know, I used to work for CBS Sports Network, as you guys know. And yesterday in New York, they laid off a bunch of people. I mean, John Minko, who'd been at WFAN since the very beginning, took a buyout. And, it, you know, we're seeing stories about all the guys who are jobless in the country. Forget media. It's sad. That's the only word I can use. It's sad. It's sad for people in those situations, and it's obviously tragic for people who have gotten sick and in many cases died.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Well, yeah, it's hit radio industry big time. You know, all of us at Intercom are feeling it. They let go of a bunch of people. They're asking people to take some cuts. I mean, absolutely.
We're doing weekend shifts.
Yeah, we're doing weekend shifts. First time in 20 years. Going back
you
to
guys are doing weekends. Wow.
Yeah. We're split up. We're
a little bit.
Jason and I are on at 9. Cakes is doing a show with Chad Dukes at noon. Eric's on Sunday.
It's all hands on deck, John.
No, it is in a lot of businesses, obviously. And, you know, I've gone to Lido's a couple times to pick up food for my kids. And Jim, who's been the manager of Lido's on River Road for as long as I can remember, he's pretty much there with one or two other guys doing the cooking in the back. And obviously none of the waiters or waitresses, normal waiters or waitresses, are even there.
Right, right. God, I don't even know where to go with any of this.
So I just want to know, what are you doing today? What are your plans today?
Today, after I get done with you guys, I've been writing a chapter of my new kid's book. So that's my mission for the morning. But today it's pushed back because I'm writing a column for Golf Digest Golf World on Davis Love. You know, he lost his house a week ago to a massive fire.
What did they say the cause was? What was the cause for
that? They don't know yet. They don't know yet. It started in the garage. They have a massive six-car-size garage. It's a 12,000-square-foot home that they've lived in for more than 20 years. And they don't know yet what caused it. They know it started in the garage. I talked to him on the phone for about an hour and a half yesterday, and so as soon as I hang up with you guys and get another cup of coffee, I'll start writing that piece and hopefully have it done by this afternoon.
How is he holding up with it?
You know, he's okay. Davis is a very religious guy, and I think in moments like this, his faith is helping him. You know, he's had tragedy in his life. His dad died in an airplane crash. His brother-in-law committed suicide a few years back. So this his attitude is unbelievable. He says, look, you know, Robin and I got out safely. You know, they had some smoke inhalation, but nothing that serious. And all we lost was stuff.
Stuff
is replaceable. Lives are not. And but he's shaken up. I mean, he told me that obviously a lot of players have been calling him and texting him. I mean, Davis is as popular and well-liked as anybody in golf. And he said, in many cases, he's just not able to get on the phone yet. It's too emotional for him.
Right.
And I was the first reporter he talked to, and I doubt if he'll be doing a lot of interviews. And I was very flattered and glad that he did it. You can tell he's dealing with it. He's handling it. He'll get through it, but it's really rough right now.
Right.
Did he lose the Wanamaker trophy?
No, you know, it's interesting you asked that. He did lose the Ryder Cup that he received as the winning captain in 2016.
Right.
But the Wanamaker trophy that he won in 97 is actually part of his Hall of Fame display.
Oh, okay.
At the World Golf Hall of Fame, when you first get in, he was inducted at the end of 2017. They put up this whole big display of memorabilia from your life, and eventually you get most of it back. But the Wanamaker trophy is still there, so it's safe. That was sort of one, you know, consolation for him that the Wanamaker was. But he said people have been great. You know, he won Hilton Head five times, and the tournament director called him right away and said, look, we're going to get your trophies replaced for you as soon as possible. And he said something very interesting, that because he's won a bunch of crystal at the Masters. You know, you get crystal for making eagles. He's made a hole in one. He finished second one year. He said the only crystal he's going to ask Augusta to replace is the one that his father won on the day he was born. His father was leading the Masters after the first round, August 13th, 1964. And they give you crystal if you're leading at the end of a round. And he said that's the only one he really cares about getting back.
Right. Where do you stand on the Adam Schefter deal, where he's completely outraged at the NFL's tone deaf here and continuing at the draft? I'll give you my opinion. I need the distraction at this point. I need some sense of normalcy. As long as they could do it safely and everybody's in the remote locations, I don't think we have to focus on the death and destruction 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I think Schefter's upset because he's not going to get as much TV time during the draft as he normally would. I tend to agree with you. I mean, as long as they can, and I know some general managers have complained, and Schefter's probably got GMs in his ear saying, you know, we can't do our scouting the way we normally do it and can't do as many individual workouts because of the coronavirus. But you know what? You got to adapt as best you can. And it isn't, to me, so much about entertaining us, but as trying to do business as usual if possible. And it is possible for them to do it remotely. And I don't think it's distasteful. I mean, like you said, life goes on. There are a lot of tragic things happening, but life's still going on.
Right.
And I initially, it did seem a little bit disconcerting when, amidst the early days of this, you know, we heard Tom Brady sign with Tampa Bay and all these free agent signings. It was a little bit disconcerting to me, but now we've sort of settled into this being normal for now.
Yeah.
So if they can pull off the draft as scheduled and do it remotely and not put anybody in any jeopardy, then I don't have a problem with it.
John, how are book sales overall, not just your books, but book sales in the age of coronavirus at this point, people cooped up in their homes?
Yeah, good question. Way down, according to my editors at Doubleday.
Wow.
Because I think I told you guys last week that I got a note from my editor, Jason Kaufman, saying, hey, great news, we're going back for a second printing on the book already. In spite of what's going on, and he said to me in the note, he said, John, you should feel great about this because book sales generally are way down. People are still ordering from Amazon and BNN.com, but most bookstores are closed.
Mm.
And even though Amazon has become such a powerhouse, it's still only about one third of book sales. It's way up from when they first started, when it was, you know, maybe 1%. It's one third, maybe a little more. And people are ordering books, you know, ebooks, Kindle, things like that. But still, the majority of book sales come from bookstores, and bookstores are closed. So the fact that Backroads to March has already been gone back for a second printing is really nice. Although, sadly, getting it printed has taken longer than usual because they don't have as many people working in the warehouse, which is completely understandable.
Right. John, will you watch the, I don't know if you're into this, but will you watch the new Michael Jordan documentary on ESPN that they moved up to April?
I sincerely doubt it.
No interest in that, huh?
First of all, there are a couple reasons. One, ESPN is so relentless in its self-promotion, it just turns me off. That whole thing they did with, you know, fans voting on the greatest college player and Jordan won?
Yeah.
Jordan's not the greatest player in the history of North Carolina. As a college player,
right.
And that's what it was about.
Right.
You know, is he arguably the greatest player in NBA history? Yes. Right there with Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell, and those to me would be the three that would come to mind. But college player? Last college game, they lost to Indiana, and Dan Dockich outplayed him. Now, he was an excellent college player. Don't get me wrong. He was player of the year his junior year, but they didn't make the Final Four that year.
Was Christian
when he won a national championship, he was the third best player on the team behind Worthy and Perkins.
Was Christian Laettner a better college player, in your opinion?
Yes, he was. He was one of the Laettner, to me, is at the very least in the top 10, and you can make a case for the top 5. The guy went to 4 straight Final Fours, won 2 national championships, hit an incredible number of clutch shots. I mean, the ones everybody remembers is the Kentucky game and the Connecticut game, but there were a number of others in regular season games. And he was the leader of one of the great teams, the first team to go back-to-back since John Wooden had retired. And that's not a Duke bias. That's just a fact.
Right.
And, you know, to me, the greatest player, Abdul-Jabbar, as Lou Alcindor, was the greatest player, no question. Bill Russell, I never saw in college, but they won back-to-back national championships 56 games in a row. Bill Walton has to be in the top five. Leitner is right there. Oscar Robertson is right there. Larry Bird is right there. Magic Johnson is right there. Phil Ford, to me, comes ahead of Michael Jordan as a college player. So that kind of, you know, fan vote is ridiculous. Didn't Shaq beat Alcindor or something?
I didn't look at it that closely.
In one of those rounds they created?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Shaq never got out of the second round of the NCAA tournament.
Right.
Abdul-Jabbar won more national championships than he lost games.
I never saw.
And wasn't eligible as a freshman, by the way.
Jordan,
he went three.
Jordan was a great college player. Come on.
He was an excellent college player, but he's not in the class with those people I mentioned as a college player.
No, I think you're 100% right, John.
And as for the documentary, I don't know. If I'm bored and I'm watching television, I turn it on. You know, I won't automatically turn it off. But, I mean, the hype, you know, the ESPN hype, as you guys know, makes me crazy. And, by the way, the other thing that people are asking about now is this HBO thing with Christian Dawkins.
The scheme.
And I have no interest in watching that, A, because it produced so little, at least to date, that whole FBI investigation, most overrated thing since Geraldo Rivera opened the Capone vault. Yeah. And Dawkins was paid by HBO.
Yeah. I've watched now an hour of it, and clearly it's one-sided because you're not. You know, I don't think the FBI can talk about it at this point.
Right.
And the side you're getting from Dawkins, though, is, and you're hearing the tapes, and they're showing the video. I mean, he clearly was set up. I mean, he was willing to play. There's no doubt. Dawkins was like, "I'm willing to get a little dirty here."
Yeah, you know, he's a sleazebag.
Yeah, but the FBI, clearly, from Dawkins' perspective and what we've seen through HBO's perspective, the FBI was clearly trying to get him to entrap the coaches. And Dawkins' perspective, John, was, you don't understand, the coaches don't really care. They know what's going on, but they have no incentive. They don't care if he signs with me. They want him to stay in college. And you could just see over and over and over the FBI informant trying to get him to tie the coaches into this whole thing. And now I suddenly have a little bit of perspective of why maybe Bill Self is still coaching, why Sean Miller is still coaching, why these other guys are still coaching. It gave me a different perspective.
Yeah, I mean, you might be. I haven't seen it, but there's a reason why those three guys are still coaching.
I know, because they're winning and they're big programs.
They win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about Dawkins is I've seen, because I've read a couple stories on this thing, I've seen him quoted as saying, I think college coaches should pay kids under the table. Well, look, you know, you guys know how I feel about players getting paid, that they should be able to make money on doing autograph signings or endorsing products or whatever. I'm all for that. But the notion that I can make the decision, Christian Dawkins or John Feinstein or anybody else, on what the rules should or should not be, that's not the way life works.
Right.
And this guy, I think that's a rationale for him for saying, look, I was trying to make myself rich.
All right, John, appreciate the time as always. Stay safe.
Yep.
See you later.
Talk to you
soon. You guys, too. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. John Feinstein, best-selling author, brought to you by Golfdom. Golf season is here, at least for Jason. Golfdom has you covered, and Tysons are at golfdomgolf.com.
Get yourself some gift cards.
The best in clubs, apparel, shoes, accessories, and more. Golfdom, live the game. Coming up next, we're going to bring back Donkeys of the Week, trying to have a little fun. You can rip into idiot athletes, celebrities, anybody. It's fair game. Your chance to Joan, 800-636-1067. We'll do Donkeys of the Week next here in the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington.
Julia Garner would be psyched for this intro.
Wanted to have a little fun, and we're bringing back Donkeys of the Week. Your chance to rip into idiot athletes, celebrities, the junkies, yourselves, whatever. 800-636-1067 is the number. There are so many choices. Cakes, why don't you lead off?
I will lead off with whoever broke into the Singer Laren Museum in, I believe it's Amsterdam, and they thought it was a good idea to steal a Van Gogh painting worth $5 million. What are you going to do with a Van Gogh painting? What sort of market is there for a work of art that you know has been stolen? What are you going to do with it? Who's going to appreciate?
What did he do with it?
I'm guessing he sold it to some art collector, some black market art collector, and it's just gone now. It's an amazing piece of
art.
Well,
that's what his plan was. He got something out of it.
Why is the art heist game still happening with the coronavirus ripping across the planet? Well, the art heist hustle is still on.
Was that the Thomas Crown Affair? Was that what that was about?
I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen it.
I just remember in the Thomas Crown Affair.
Stealing a painting, I thought.
Yeah.
I just remember in the Thomas Crown Affair, I believe there's a topless scene of Rene Russo.
I think you're right. But getting back to my point.
Didn't Mr. Bean steal a painting?
Maybe he might have.
I think he did. I do like Mr. Bean.
It was Whistler's mother.
Yeah.
But isn't the whole point of art? Look, I know nothing about art. Okay. But isn't the whole point of art that you're supposed to go and appreciate it and look at it and try to, who's going to be able to look
it's
at this
black
stolen,
market.
The stolen Van Gogh painting that's in some rich guy's yacht?
He probably got
some cartel member is going to buy it and have it in his cave.
Oh, so
he's
Navarro?
Have it in his man
yes.
cave.
So Navarro from Ozark, he sent one of his operatives in to steal a Van Gogh?
Yes. That's what it's all about.
It's so dumb. So dumb.
Of course it's dumb. But, I mean, that's what criminals are. They're dumb.
Right.
I guess I'm going to do the easy one, and everybody's been talking about it for 2 days, and that's the governor from Georgia who said 2 days ago he just found out that corona can be transmitted by people without symptoms.
How is that possible?
It seems impossible. In fact, he said that the commissioner of Georgia's Department of Public Health, Kathleen Toomey, just told him, and that this news was a game changer.
Right.
Meanwhile, Dr. Fauci said publicly... He said publicly, let me see, where do we have it? Where do I have the quote? Oh, you know, in the beginning, we were not sure if there was asymptomatic infection, which would make it a much broader outbreak than what we're seeing. Now we know for sure that there are. He said that January 31st at the White House press briefing.
I mean, we know in politics, people get voted and are just donks. I always go back to, and maybe he was a great governor at the time. Jesse the Body Ventura was the governor of one of our states, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Well, I mean Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All the health officials that they talk to every day, all the memos, the emails.
I don't know. I'm looking at him right now, though. He looks like a donk. Right. He looks like he lost his fastball 20 years ago.
Hold up, let me hear Cakes' Ventura.
How do the floors of the World Trade Center pancake on top of each other? It's not scientifically possible. That's the best I've got.
Yeah,
what do they always say? Metal melts at whatever degrees.
Metal melts at 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Now it's going off the rail.
All right, well, Cakes, mine for the week is Jermaine Brown. He's an 18-year-old kid from Boone County, Kentucky, and he stole a credit card out of a car.
Sound familiar, Jason?
Jason stole his from a mailbox.
It's actually funny. And guess where he went? He went to a Foot Locker. Guess where I went? To a Foot Locker. Yeah. But you know what I didn't do? I didn't use my own rewards card to try and get points from my Foot Locker card, which he did. So what did the cops do? They just traced the sale back to his rewards points, and they arrested him a day later. He's fanny. 18-year-old kid, Jermaine Brown. He probably would have got away with it if he didn't use his own rewards card.
Right.
Right.
Mine's the 99-year-old man who felt the need to attend an engagement party. He's 99. You want to talk about the most vulnerable age during this coronavirus?
99.
There's a state ban in New Jersey, and this 99-year-old man felt the need to go to an engagement party, got arrested because they're arresting people in New Jersey because it's gotten so bad that they don't want people to have gatherings, and they're having coronavirus
parties. Here's a bulletin to everybody out there. If I make it to 99, don't invite me to anything. Because I'm not coming. I'm just not. I'm not showing up to your engagement party. I'm not showing up to your baptism. I'm not showing up for anything. Mm. So just save that invite.
See, I'm a little bit different than Cakes here. If I'm 99, now during coronavirus, if I'm going to donk off because I go to a big gathering, I'm not going to do that. But at 99, you want to be around people. You've been around people that are close to that age.
I've had 98 plus years of being around people. At 99, just leave me be. Okay?
Cakes truly does want to be alone. Earlier in the show, when Eric threw out the hypothetical about 2 hours, which a listener sent us, what would you do with 2 hours? Eric was like, get with family, have a big gathering. And Cakes was like, nope, just want to see flops.
You see, you're not listening. I said, of course.
But you said you don't want to be around people.
Of course I said I would gather with family. I said non-family gathering division, I would go see the frops.
Right.
Because I missed the froppers.
You missed the sort of the anonymous sitting at a table playing poker.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Versus meeting your boys for a beer or something like that.
Yeah, it's way better than that.
Cakes, you know, why isn't Valdez playing Toto 99 right now?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing with his
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. This just sucks on a personal level. Look, what's going on with unemployment, with people dying, that is truly tragic. But I got to tell you, I looked at my calendar, what was scheduled this weekend. I was supposed to be going to MGM National Harbor with another couple, and we were going to go to the Mike Tyson show. You know, it would have been a nice dinner. Would have gone to see Mike Tyson.
Yeah, round two of the
one
champ.
Man show.
Undisputed truth. Canceled.
Round two, Cakes.
Round two, whatever.
I think Bickle went to round one, right?
I did. I liked it.
Did you pay for your ticket? Did you put money in my pocket?
I don't think I did.
You cheapskate?
I try not to. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, by the way,
if anybody wants to chime
tip,
in.
Bonus tip in, donks. Yeah. People booking cruises in 2021.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
People are still doing
that. A good price.
The bookings are up. They're like up like 10%.
You're kidding.
You're getting a good price.
They're up 10% of nothing.
Right. Of nil.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on.
It's probably $100 to book one of those.
Well, if you listen to some of these pressers, they want to bail out the cruise industry. Trump has talked about it. It's right. It's not just the people that work on the cruise. It's the ports.
Apparently they're big revenue generators.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever been to Puerto Rico, like I go to Puerto Rico, you know, almost every other year, Old San Juan is a port city. They depend on the cruises that stop there, all those shops, restaurants. I don't know if they're 100% dependent on the cruises, but it definitely helps when the cruise ship stops there for 12 hours. Everybody goes out there and buys all the tchotchkes.
So the guy that's going to harass me to buy a $7 t-shirt is going to go out of business? God forbid.
No, it's a little bit different there. That might be in some of the port cities. But the point is, it's not just the jobs of the people working on the ship. It's a ton of jobs around there and economies around the cruise ships.
Listen, I get it. I'm just never going to use it. I mean, why would I?
Never in a billion years.
Well,
what else
are
you going to do with those big boats?
I don't know. Ship bars or something? I don't know.
How long would it take to break those down?
Hospital ships. might be their repurposing.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm doing so much shopping right now online. I'm going to have some silly groceries.
All right. If anybody wants to chime in with their donkey, you can at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning. Remember, you can always use the rewind feature on the radio.com app and go back in time. Earlier on the show, we had Kevin McCarthy talking entertainment and Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus, who had an interesting take on Dwayne Haskins. We hear a lot of negative things and a lot of speculation as to whether he's even going to be the starting quarterback. He actually says, looking at the actual throws, not just the box score statistics, but looking at every throw, that they actually have a franchise quarterback on their hands that they can work with. So you can go back and listen to Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus on that.
Well, we know that Ron Rivera's hoping that that's the case for sure.
Should mention tomorrow, we are working on the weekend. It's me and Jason at 9 o'clock. I believe Boog Shambi is going to join the show at 10.
Correct.
And who do we have on at 11? Your boy Denny McCarthy?
Working on Denny McCarthy. Get his perspective, you know, PGA Tour player. Get his perspective on what's going on, how it's affecting the tour and him. And
I believe our pal Sean Springs is going to join us as well. We'll get his take. He can go into what, you know, D'Angelo Hall, he says he thinks that Kyle Allen's going to emerge as the starting quarterback. Sean Springs, of course, has a little bit of a relationship with Dwayne Haskins. He may go the other way, so we'll get his take on that.
Right.
I like it. That's a good angle, actually.
And I believe your boy Vinny Carbone's going to be on the show, right? We've had some business guys on the show.
Yeah,
Who's Vinny Carbone?
He's my boy. He owns a couple Subways here in Ashburn. He's doing some charity work with some of the hospitals around town.
Oh, really?
He sounds like one of the guys who was in the bar at Goodfellas when when the dude pulled up in the pink Cadillac and De Niro told him to get rid of it immediately.
He looks like one of those guys. he could pass for one of those extras.
He might be able to.
But we'll get his perspective and he'll let everyone know how they can help and start donating to some of these hospital workers, healthcare officials.
And businesses have to adjust. Look, we've had a couple of business owners on this week. Obviously, Brett from Sup Dogs. And the voting ends at 7 today for Barstool Best Bar. So get your vote in. We're tweeting it out a lot. It's very simple. 2 hashtags to vote for Brett's Bar. But we also had Chris Farley, who owns Pacers Running Store. And I saw they did an article on him on ArlingtonNow.com. About how he's pivoting and changing his business, doing a lot of online fittings now, sending shoes. He told us he's sending 3 pairs of shoes for people to buy one. They can test them all out, then they send 2 back.
Yeah,
wow.
Got to sell those shoes. Go to runpacers.com. Support him. Please do that.
Well, I'm doing my grocery shopping on Instacart, and I know I'm paying a premium. I mean, I'm paying an effing premium, but whatever.
Give me an example of something that's more expensive.
I don't know. Because, you know, they just don't seem like they have the same discounts. I mean, you know, like normally I would get turkey a certain way. I'm paying like $12 for turkey. Salmon. I'll give you a great example. Salmon. I like to have fresh salmon, and usually it's about $9.99 a pound. I think I'm paying $11.99 a pound, and I try to get it when it's on sale for like $7.99 a pound.
Right.
But
try
I'm
to
just
tweak
paying,
it.
Yeah, I try to wait for when it's on sale, and then I'll buy it.
Just some expensive Tim.
Give us yep. one other item in your basket. And we'll try to guess the price.
Okay, I got my card.
Ooh,
right
this
here.
Is a good
what
game.
Got? What do you got?
All right, I got
it's
20.
Like the Price is Right.
Want to take
20.
Your dollars out? Put a dollar in line. We should start doing this, keeping track.
I don't have that many dollars left.
Yeah, I don't either.
All right, hold on. Yeah.
Let me see. I got 27 items in my thing.
Yeah.
First thing is my. All right, what do you want?
I don't care. Just pick one.
All right.
It could be random.
All right. Organic, boneless, skinless chicken. I got 8 thighs.
Oh.
You're doing chicken thighs.
Oh, it's organic, too?
How many?
All right, who bids first? Because in The Price is Right, it's always strategic to go last.
Hold on. How many pounds are we talking?
Well, this is only, it says it's only a 1.2 pounds, the estimate is.
So you're 8 organic, skinless, tasteless chicken thighs.
No, no.
All right.
Thighs are very, very tasteful.
Let's just bid just like cakes. You don't have to write it down. I'm going to go. I'll be the first bidder on this one.
Yes.
I will go 881.
I'll go over that. I'm going to say 8 thighs. I'm going to say it's $12.55.
No, whoa. It can't be that expensive. I have $6.99.
$9.99. It's $8.27.
Oh, cakes wins the first round. I was probably closest, but I went over.
The thighs are cheaper than the breast.
Yes.
That's true.
They also have more flavor. All right.
By the way, this is the best Price is Right game.
Oh, yeah.
Mountain climber.
Cliffhanger, I think.
Or cliffhanger,
no,
you're right.
The putting one. The putting one's selling.
Give us another item.
All right. Here you go. Because I'm a little wary of people's hands,
yeah.
I'm going to get bagged broccoli and cauliflower.
Chop and broccoli. That's an old school poll.
All right, Cakes, you go first.
I need you to repeat it.
All right. I'm getting the Safeway brand,
yes.
The signature broccoli and cauliflower, but it's prepackaged.
Are they separate or together in one package?
Together in one package.
How big's the package?
How many ounces?
28 ounces.
Ooh.
All right.
That's silly.
28 right. ounces.
I'm in.
Okay, what you right, bid.
Go ahead.
$2.99.
Oh.
Jason?
How many ounces is it?
28 ounces.
That's a big bag.
All right, I'll say, what did he bet?
$2.99.
I'm always overbidding. I'll bet $5.99.
All right, JP?
I'll bet $3.
$6.89.
Wow.
Oh, Jason.
For stinking broccoli and cauliflower?
Yes.
It's a big bag. All right, give us one more.
All right, one more.
Yeah, first one to get the two is the winner.
All right, here
we
go. I
guess potentially it could be two more.
This happens to be my favorite chopped salad, the Taylor Farms Sweet Kale Chopped Kit with poppy seed dressing. Jeez. It's a prepackaged.
How many ounces?
11 ounces.
All right.
It's a regular bag of salad.
Well, right. But it's got the poppy seed dressing.
Kale is nubs. We can all agree with that.
I'm going to go $4.99.
Cakes.
Writing down my price.
Why are you writing it down?
Because I like the visual aspect, yeah, Ricky.
Like the show.
$5.50.
All right, Jason.
So $4.95.
You're the final bidder.
All right, I'll go $5.51.
It's $3.49, isn't it? Something
no,
like that.
$4.59.
Oh,
jeez. Highway robbery.
And I'm getting two of those.
Did we all overbid? I already forgot what I bid.
I overbid.
We all did.
Yeah.
That means one more item, show. Maybe.
Can I have your gas points?
Oh, okay. Here you go. I'm getting a silly deal on this. It's
all
only
right.
Because... Okay.
Oh, you're giving something away
because
there.
Because it's 3 for $10. But I'm going to... Okay, I'll tell you what the regular price is. I raved about these the other day. And if I was just getting one package...
Just wontons?
The Nabisco Ritz Sour Cream and Onion Toasted Chips.
Oh,
so one bag, you got a deal on them.
They're so good. They're currently my favorite chip on the planet.
All right.
The Nabisco Sour Cream and Onion Toasted Chips.
How many bags?
Well,
just
I'm getting,
one bag?
I'm giving you a bit of a... I'm getting 3 for $10.
All right.
Getting the discount.
I'll bet $4.49.
Ooh, all right. Cakes?
I'm at $3.49.
All right. JP,
I'll
he's
go
getting,
450.
459. I think JP wins.
Yeah,
I win that, so
hold
on. One.
One bag of those, they're charging $4.59.
Right, that's why I'm getting 3 for $10, Rick.
EB, you got to do one more because I believe we each have 1 point. So the next one is for the title.
This is for the title?
All right. Really depends. I just bid last. Going last is an advantage, so I don't know who's gone last the least.
I went last once.
All right. I'm going to get.
You can go last. I don't care.
A bag of mandarin oranges. Ooh, I love those. I crush those.
I like Bruce Hornsby's mandarin range.
It's a three.
Rain.
Mandarin rain. Mandolin.
Mandolin, too.
I know. I was trying to do a mandolin mandarin joke, and I botched it.
Yeah, you did. All right. 3-pound bag of mandarin oranges. I get sized.
I got to be honest. Good. I have no idea. This is always a good bit, by the way, when they have presidential candidates who have no idea what groceries cost.
Ever.
Like,
yeah.
We've actually been pretty close, but on this one, I have no idea. 3 pounds of oranges. I don't know. I'll go $7. I have no clue.
$4.89.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, he said, ooh, that's kind of a clue.
What did JP say?
I said $7.
Yeah.
You said 480. I'll say 488.
$5.79.
Look, I'm a fag.
I think Jason's a big fat one.
Oh, he went 1 point. Jason
gave a clue out.
Jason was the worst ever.
No, he went under.
He went under.
He went under me.
Oh, nobody he did? Oh, then you're under. The winner.
That's the worst strategy of all time.
Why? He said 487.
No, I said 489.
Oh, I thought you said 47. Sorry.
Jason botched it.
Yeah,
well, Jason knows how much they cost because he throws them at Brett.
It's true, he did do that.
Those were just regular navel.
He did do that.
Oh, man. I enjoyed that. That should be a new bit.
There you go.
We can't do. What are you doing this weekend anymore? Nothing.
My cart currently is $188.
Oh, that's a big hefty cart.
And I don't even think that has the dumb delivery fee.
Yeah, you are paying a premium.
I'm paying a premium, but I'm staying out of the stores.
I'm going to throw a mask on and dodge the Rona and go pick out my groceries in person.
We forgot to do the drinking show today.
Reminder,
I'll tomorrow, do it Monday.
Tomorrow morning, it's me and Jason.
Yep.
Followed by Cakes and Dukes.
That's
from
right.
12 to 3.
Tune in.
Eric's going to be on with Grant Paulson on Sunday from 9 to noon. And I believe Pete Medhurst and Funny Danny at 3 o'clock on
Danny
Sunday.
Danny Hoo-ha.
Nice.
So you do want to check that out. Everybody out there, be safe. For Jason Bishop in Ashburn, EB in Kensington, Cakes in Olney, I'm JP. Enjoy the weekend with your family and stay safe.
Boo!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.